Well, that's something God put in me, and this is not my season. So stop being shocked that it isn't 95 degrees tomorrow, and you're wearing a sweater. Stop acting so surprised when the devil gives you a hard time. The vision is for an appointed time. And it'll come, it will not tarry. And I want you there to help me. Establish a proper community of Christ, where men and women from the four corners of the earth can come and be healed and be saved and find righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I believe in such a thing, Jan. I believe in it more than I believe in my name and who I am. And so do you. I'm going to say it again, and so do you. So stop being so surprised by the attacks. Some of you are making decisions that God has been working on you for 20 years to make. I'm telling you, you're making decisions right now that God has been saving for you to make for decades. And the devil has never been more threatened by the changes you're making in your life. He has never been so threatened. He thought he had you. He thought he'd sewed you up. He convinced you to even give up. But I've got news for you. He was wrong. Because God wasn't finished with you yet. And God was standing in the shadows taking notes and writing down things and setting you up. And right now you're blossoming. You're coming into your season to bloom. You've made some of the greatest decisions that have been set up from eternity for you to make. So don't be surprised at the devil's nonsense, but laugh at him. Laugh more than you've ever laughed in your life, because he has lost. What God has said will come to pass. Take it to the bank. And I don't care if you kick yourself at the seat of the pants, but you rejoice in the faithfulness of God. And you keep making those decisions. And don't give place to the devil. Stop acting surprised and laugh at him. I like one time years ago, Kenneth Hagin Sr. was speaking in a service. I think it was New York. And he said he woke up out of this terrible experience one night in one of his conferences. He was somewhere in a motel by himself, I suppose. He said he woke up, and there, right on the side, sitting on the edge of his bed, was the devil, wanting to torment the tar out of him and scare the life out of him. He just laughed and rolled over and says, "Oh, it's only you," and he went back to sleep. Now, I tell you here and now, there's so much spirituality in that. It's only you. Okay. I adopted that some time back, and God help me as I continue. I follow. It's only you. Okay, that's all. Okay. Glory to God. You've been wounded mortally. You're dying. I've been given life and I'm living, and you can't touch me. I belong to God. I'm God's child. Lord, rebuke you. Be gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Laugh at it. Yeah. Why are you taking it so seriously and acting so shocked and surprised? Get on your faces before God and say, "God, I played the fool long enough, and here the devil's trying to get me to play the fool again, and I won't. In the name of Jesus, I won't. I've made the greatest decisions of my life. It's my turn to win. It's my season to be blessed. It's my season to go through the door. And I'm going through to the top, and I'm not looking back. So help me, God." Amen. And I have one last word for you that God won't let me get away with not saying. Don't let your kids derail your calling. Amen. So, Lord, settle these things deep and big. Solidify them by the power of your Holy Spirit in their hearts. We choose to believe and to keep on making these great decisions because we know it's for an appointed season, and it will not tarry, and it will come to pass above and beyond what we ask or think because of your faithfulness. And so do we pray in Jesus' name that no one's faith will fail. On the contrary, it will blossom, powered by your Spirit. And they will be surprised at the blessings. And remember the truth that if We'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things that matter so much to us will be added to us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.